Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Well, today we come to the very last verse of 1 Peter chapter 2. It says, "For you were like sheep going astray, but now have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls." And this verse describes the very essence of conversion. What is it all about? Well, that's what it tells us here. You remember that previously Peter has talked about the meaning of the cross, about what Christ accomplished for sinners by his death, that he took upon himself our humanity, that he bore our sins upon the cross, he took our judgment for us in our place as a substitute for sinners, for those who trust in him, that he took the curse that was due unto us because of sin, bearing it on the tree, on the cross. And in doing that, he changed our status. He removed us from the domain of sin into the domain of righteousness, that we might live for righteousness. Having died to sins, we now live for righteousness. And another way of describing all of this is that we have experienced a spiritual healing. We carried a spiritual illness, a grave illness, a fatal illness caused by our sin, and it was bringing about our death, our spiritual death, inevitably our eternal separation from God. But by Christ's death upon the cross, picking this phrase out of Isaiah 53, which says, "By whose stripes we are healed," Peter tells us Christ's death upon the cross effected the spiritual healing which reverses the curse of sin. Christ bore the curse for us, and therefore sin for believers is no longer that illness, that spiritual illness that brings about our destruction. Christ took care of that. By his stripes we are healed of our spiritual malady. But now we get to the very essence of conversion of verse 25. And we'll talk about it on this Friday, November 8, as you continue listening to the broadcast, doing so because faithful radio listeners have supported us financially to enable us to teach God's Word on this station. All right, verse 25, "You were like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls." Now, Peter is again borrowing language from Isaiah chapter 53, and he begins with the word "for." It's an explanatory word. He's further explaining what has gone before. So going back to verse 24, "Remember, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed, for," here's further explanation, "you were like sheep going astray." Well, that comes right out of Isaiah 53. "But now have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls." Peter describes, first of all, our former condition before Christ, before we were in Christ, and then secondly, our present condition after we have trusted Christ and are in Christ. What's our former condition? "For you were like sheep going astray." Sheep, I am told, are notoriously stupid and defenseless and prone to wandering. Sheep are basically helpless and unable to take care of themselves, to defend themselves, and to find their way back home when they are lost. That's just the nature of sheep, and that's the way we are described in our former condition before Christ. It's not a very flattering picture, but it is a true picture. We have to deal with reality. We have to deal with truth. You were like sheep going astray. Borrowing from Isaiah 53, here not necessarily quoting it word for word, but borrowing right out of the language of this verse, which says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." That's how we were. That describes our condition before Christ. We were like stupid, defenseless, wandering, helpless sheep who were unable to find our own way. That's why we need a shepherd. That's why Christ told the story about the great shepherd, the good shepherd, who goes after his lost sheep that put the 99 safely in the fold and went after the one who was lost, who needed to be brought to the fold, because the sheep is lost. He cannot find his way. Somebody else has to find him. Somebody else has to rescue him. Somebody else has to pick him up and put him on their shoulders. Somebody else has to bring him to safety. This speaks, this shouts of man's inability and total dependence upon the initiative and activity of Jesus Christ, the great shepherd. Man is like a helpless, defenseless, stupid, wandering sheep who is unable on his own to find his way out of his lost condition, to find his way to Christ, to God, to safety. Man is unable to do that on his own. How is anybody going to be saved if he can't find his way to safety? That's the picture. The only hope is that the good shepherd will go find him. He will seek him out. He will rescue him from himself. Sheep are stupid and must be rescued from their own folly. And the shepherd, the good shepherd, does exactly that. That's why he's the good shepherd. That's why he's the great shepherd. That's why he's the gracious shepherd. That's why he's the loving shepherd. He goes after the sheep who cannot help themselves. They cannot save themselves. They cannot find their way home. He goes and rescues them and brings them home. Praise God for that. And that's who we were before Christ. For you were like sheep going astray. But now, Peter writes, here's the contrast, and he's writing to believers, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. This is our present saved condition. Have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. But, a strong adversative, speaking of decisive change, you have returned. He's talking now about repentance and what we call conversion. You have turned. You have been converted. You have turned about. You have been turned about. You have turned to Christ as shepherd and, listen to me now, overseer. Don't miss that. You've returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Overseer, that's the word bishop. It's used in the Bible of pastors who are overseers over the flocks of God. They have been placed in that position. But the great shepherd, the great overseer, is none other than Jesus Christ himself. Jesus is the shepherd and overseer. But that's the word bishop. It speaks of authority. It speaks of supervision. It speaks of accountability. And on the other hand, it speaks of submission and surrender to that one who has authority, to whom we are accountable, this one who has rightful supervision over us. And that's what happens in conversion. We come to the shepherd and bishop of our souls. Sometimes I find people who are happy to have Jesus as their shepherd, but they don't want him as their bishop, their overseer. They're happy to have him as their savior, but they don't want him as their Lord. But Peter doesn't hold out that option. You can't split him up that way and say, well, I'll take Jesus as my savior, but I'll not have him as my Lord. In other words, I'll take Jesus as my shepherd, but I won't have him as my bishop. But it doesn't work that way. Salvation involves conversion, and conversion involves returning to the shepherd and bishop of your souls. For you were like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. If you have, you are saved. If you have not become so related to Christ as to submit yourself to the authority of this overseer of your soul, then you're still lost. Now, the good news is, if you will come, if you will believe, if you will surrender, if you will come to, if you will turn to this good shepherd who gave his life for the sheep, and this bishop who is the overseer of the souls of those who come to him in surrender and faith, if you do that, you'll be saved. The door is not slammed shut yet. Come. Come as you are. And come to the shepherd and overseer of your lost soul. Here is encouragement to come. Here is exhortation to come. But here is warning. This is the only way you can come. This is the only way that you can be saved. Now, there are a lot of things in this passage that I won't have time to deal with on the last few minutes of the broadcast today. But we see that the doctrine of election is implied in all of this. Why? Well, sheep are a symbol of the elect of God. This whole idea of we were like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls, doesn't make a lot of sense without understanding the doctrine of election. What's he talking about? Well, he's talking about the fact that those who come to Christ, who come to the shepherd and bishop of their souls, were sheep before they were converted. They were lost sheep, they were wandering sheep, but they were sheep. And when they're found by the shepherd, they become found sheep, saved sheep, converted sheep. But even before that, they were sheep, having been designated sheep by Almighty God. That's the doctrine of election in a nutshell. But we won't take time. We don't have time to expand upon that. So I just conclude by saying this closing of chapter 2 gives us the meaning of the cross, what Christ accomplished for sinners by his death, and it also contains a gospel appeal. Come ye sinners, poor and needy, weak and wounded, sick and sore. Jesus ready stands to save you, full of pity, love, and power. All the fitness he requires is to feel your need of him. Come if you feel the need. Come if you understand the need. Come if you want a Savior and an overseer of your soul. Come to Christ. Until next week, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.